Leaders.
The politics of pandemics. All governments will struggle. Some will struggle more than others.
To see what is to come, look to Lombardy, the affluent Italian region at the heart of the COVID-19 outbreak in Europe. Its hospitals provide world-class healthcare. Until last week, they thought they would cope with the disease. Then waves of people began turning up with pneumonia. Having run out of ventilators and oxygen, exhausted staff at some hospitals are being forced to leave untreated patients to die. The pandemic, as the World Health Organization, or WHO, officially declared it this week, is spreading fast, with almost 45,000 cases and nearly 1,500 deaths in 112 countries outside China. Epidemiologists reckon Italy is 1 or 2 weeks ahead of places like Spain, France, America and Britain. Less connected countries, such as Egypt and India, are further behind, but not much. Few of today's political leaders have ever faced anything like a pandemic and its economic fallout, though some are evoking the financial crisis of 2007-09. As they belatedly realize that health systems will buckle and deaths mount, leaders are at last coming to terms with the fact that they will have to weather the storm. Three factors will determine how they cope: their attitude to uncertainty, the structure and competence of their health systems, and, above all, whether they are trusted